Yes, hello, good afternoon. My name is Oscar from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation, and your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking? Is Deborah White available?
No, she's not around.
Oh, all right, that's fine. Okay, is it okay to continue the survey with you? Remember, your opinion is also very important since you're part of the community. Are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
All right, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I would definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes, please?
55.
Okay, thank you. Next question. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
All right, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one, Donald Trump. How will you rate him on a scale from 0 to 100?
What's the... the least favorable number?
0.
0.
Okay, thank you. And how about the next one? Moms of Liberty on a scale from 0 to 100?
Never heard of it.
You never heard of it? All right, thank you. And the next one, Joe Biden on a scale from 0 to 100?
50-50.
50-50, okay, that would be 50. All right, and how about the next one? Public school teachers on a scale from 0 to 100?
90.
All right, thank you. And how about the U.S. Department of Education on a scale from 0 to 100?
60.
All right, thank you. And how about woke culture or wokeism on a scale from 0 to 100?
I really know much about it, so I heard about it, but I can't answer what's about it. Maybe what? I don't know if it's worse a bit. It's terrible, but... some things I hear, but I don't understand the concept.
Okay, so you don't want to make an opinion on that, or
I'm not sure which way to go. Like, how, what do you mean? Worse
yeah,
so
well,
bad?
Yeah, well,
bad.
I mean, like, okay, no, but like on a scale from 0 to 100, but if you have no opinion, that's fine as well.
I'll say 30.
30. All right, thank you. And how about the National Education Association, or NEA?
I'm not sure about how they run things. I don't know.
No? All right. So would you say no opinion or just never heard of it?
No opinion.
All right. No problem. And how about charter schools on a scale from 0 to 100?
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a good, like, 70.
Good 70. All right. Thank you. And the last one on this, public schools on a scale from 0 to 100?
They're about 50. They're not that great.
50? All right, thank you. And next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
All right, thank you. And next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Would you say that they, like, do they do a much better job or just somewhat better job?
Somewhat better.
All right, so, and that would be for the public school, somewhat better?
No, less better.
I'm sorry?
Less better.
Okay, so the question was, next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Which one do a better job, public schools or charter?
Charter. Charter schools.
Or would they be somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
All right, thank you. And the next question, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Become more organized and have structure. On a scale from 0 to 10, how important?
I think at least a 9.
9? All right, thank you. And how about provide basic life skills like handling finances
9.
And budgeting? All right.
9 or 10. 10. Put a 10 on that.
All right. It's your opinion. I changed it to a 10. Thank you. And the next
yeah.
one. Truthfully, understand all of American history, the good and the bad, on a scale from 0 to 10.
Repeat the question. I'm sorry.
Sure. The statement is truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. How important is that for schools?
I think you should do it 100%, 10, whatever the highest number for it.
All right, yep, the 10 will be the highest number. The next one, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market on a scale from 0 to 10. All right. And embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
10.
And the last one on this, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
All right, thank you. All right, next question. Would you say that your state spends not enough or too much or just about the right amount on public schools education?
I don't know about how much they spend, really.
Don't know? Okay,
don't
that's
know.
Fine. No worries. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
All right, thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, little, or nothing at all?
I don't know nothing about that.
Okay, so you want to make your answers that don't know or nothing at all?
Don't know.
Don't know? All right, no worries. And next question. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say the banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Agree or disagree?
I think it's about politics. Agree.
So you agree? Okay. So
it's about politics, yes.
Would you say you strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
All right, thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all? How much have you heard about
it? A little bit, yeah.
All right. Thank you. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that statement?
The parents shouldn't pick the curriculum. I think the education department and the teachers should pick the curriculum to teach what they're supposed to be taught. But parents should have a say if something if they don't like it, but they mm-hmm. can't do nothing about it. So what should I answer now?
Well, based on what you said, I think you strongly disagree on it because it says here that you shouldn't dictate schools who can be. Let me read this again. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to. So you strongly agree or somewhat agree on that?
Yes, I agree with that. Yes.
Okay, now there's two answers on this. Strongly agree or somewhat agree? Can you say you agree?
Strongly agree.
All right, thank you. And public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. You strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that statement?
I somewhat agree with it, but I have to be taught. People have to know about history.
All right. No worries. And the last one on this. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomomfortable. You strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that statement?
Strongly agree. People have to learn everything.
All right, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. And how about adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat
strongly support.
I'm sorry? Strongly support?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And the next one, increasing discipline in schools. Strongly support, somewhat support?
Strongly support.
All right. And how about making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries that they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Just repeat the beginning of the question.
Sure. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools, libraries, they see
no.
as pornographic or books.
No, they shouldn't have to challenge it. They should be freedom of everything they could get their hands on. That's what our country is founded on, freedom of choice.
Okay, so you would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I oppose it.
Okay, now since opposed has two answers on it, it's somewhat opposed or strongly opposed, since it's your opinion?
Strongly opposed.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat
strongly
opposed?
Support.
All right, thank you. And let's see here. All right. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum? Do you support or oppose?
Support it.
Oh, now would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it, in your opinion?
I don't know if it should keep when they're younger, but I think I support it.
All right. Now, would you say you somewhat support it or
somewhat support it? Yes.
Okay. All right. No worries. And the next one. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 100, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
That's convincing to me, yes.
Okay.
Just like the beginning of the part of the question, what was it about again?
Yeah, no worries.
It was so long.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and read it back again. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that statement for you on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
All right. Thank you. And the next one. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
10.
All right. Thank you. And the last one on this. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
10.
All right, thank you. And we're pretty much already at pretty much 90%, so we're practically almost done, okay?
All right.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Here's the first one. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. You strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Repeat the part again? I didn't catch it.
Sure.
No
worries. No, you're fine. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
All right, thank you. And let's see here. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
All right, thank you. And next question. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
You're employed? All right, thank you. And are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
married.
Or widow?
Married?
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
All right. Now, do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
Okay. Thank you. Nice question. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No, I have a 20-year-old.
No. Okay. Thank you. And let's see here. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal or somewhat liberal or a moderate or somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal? All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more or every week or once or twice a month or several times a year or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
All right, thank you. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does it apply to you or applies to someone in your household or does not apply?
Doesn't apply.
All right, and the last one. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, applies to you, applies to someone in your household, or does not apply?
Doesn't apply.
All right, thank you. And let's see here. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Somewhat rural, but not suburban, though.
Okay, so rural is fine then, okay?
Yes,
all right. All right, perfect. So this actually concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. You were great, and keep in mind that your opinion is very important, okay? So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your night. You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.